AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro entered a not guilty plea to federal drug trafficking charges in New York today, telling the court, "I was captured," before being cut off by the judge. Meantime, the UN Security Council held an emergency meeting this afternoon on the U.S. operation. Julie Walker reports.
U.S. Ambassador Mike Waltz defending the U.S. raid on Venezuela and arrest of President Nicolas Maduro and his wife.
If the U.N. and the United Nations in this body confers legitimacy on an illegitimate narco-terrorist and the same treatment in this charter of a democratically elected president or head of state, what kind of organization is this?
Speaking through a translator, Venezuelan Ambassador Samuel Moncada urging the UN to demand Washington release Maduro and his wife.
If the kidnapping of a head of state, the bombing of a sovereign country, and the open threat of further armed action are tolerated or downplayed, the message sent to the world is a devastating one, namely that the law is optional.
Also weighing in, Danish ambassador to the UN, Christina Lassen.
The inviolability of borders is not up for negotiation.
Denmark has jurisdiction over the mineral-rich Greenland, which President Trump has repeatedly said he wants to take over as well. I'm Julie Walker.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says he's censuring Democratic Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona over the former Navy pilot's participation in a video that called on troops to resist unlawful orders. Kelly calls the move outrageous and un-American. The Trump administration's dropping the number of vaccines it recommends every child be given to 11, leaving other immunizations such as flu shots up to families to decide, but without clear guidance. This is AP News. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, led by energy companies and banks. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 594 points. That's about 1.2%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.7%. Crude oil prices rose after U.S. forces captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro in a weekend raid. Shares of energy companies rose sharply after President Trump floated a plan for U.S. oil companies to help rebuild Venezuela's oil industry. Chevron rose 5.1%. Halliburton climbed 7.8%. Banks also rose. JPMorgan Chase climbed 2.6%. Treasury yields moved lower in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.15%. Seth Sutel, New York.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.